بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the chapter of sabr and the reward for being patient. عن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال دخلت على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو يوعك فقلت يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إنك توعك وعكا شديدا قال أجل إني أوعك كما يوعك رجلان منكم قلت ذلك أن لك أجران أن لك أجرين قال أجل ذلك كذلك ما من مسلم يصيبه أذى شوكة فما فوقها إلا كفر الله بها سيئاته وحطت عنه ذنوبه كما تحط الشجرة ورقها متفق عليه. حضرت عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه narrates that I visited Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم whilst he had a fever. Who حضرت عبد الله بن مسعود radiallahu anhu, he went and visited Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam whilst Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had a fever. I said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you have a very high fever. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, indeed, my fever is equal to the fever experienced by two of you. In other words, what two people would normally experience, that combined is what fever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam experienced. So Rasulullah ﷺ said that my fever is equal to the fever experienced by two of you. I said, so that would mean that you will receive double reward. Now look how Sahaba would think, look how Rasulullah ﷺ, look at the answer of Rasulullah ﷺ. This is what you call a training, practical training from the life of Rasulullah ﷺ. One is a great, great Sahabi, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. Now he is telling Rasulullah ﷺ, your fever is two times ours, so that means you're going to get two times the reward. And now look how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responds. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, indeed. Similarly, no Muslim is afflicted by any injury, a thorn prick or worse, without Allah ta'ala forgiving his sins thereby and his sins falling away as leaves fall from a tree. Now, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is experiencing intense fever. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu is telling him that you will get double reward. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, indeed, indeed. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in that condition now is thinking about the ummah and he's explaining that what reward the ummah would get. And that's what you call true love and true concern for the ummah. In a condition like this also, he's explaining what we will get when we go through difficulties. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, no Muslim is afflicted by any injury, a thorn prick or worse, without Allah Ta'ala forgiving his sins thereby, and his sins falling away as leaves fall from a tree. Like how leaves would fall from a tree. In autumn we'll see how the leaves just fall. Like that Allah Pak is just forgiving a person's sins when he's going through any difficulty. So therefore when a Muslim goes through difficulty or we see anybody going through any difficulty, we shouldn't think it as something bad. We should think that Allah Pak is using this as an excuse to forgive this person's sins. Or sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to elevate a person's stages. Allah Pak loves a person, he wants to elevate him, but this person is not doing enough from his side to get that elevation. So Allah ta'ala will put him through some difficulty, some loss, some hardship, some pressure, some stress. Allah Pak will put him through that situation so that he can elevate his stages. Allah Pak is using that to elevate his stages, to forgive his gunas. It comes in a hadith, حُمَا لَيْلَةٍ تُكَفِّرُ خَطَايَا سَنَةً مُجْرِمَةً. A believer's single night of fever forgives the sins of 1 year. One night of fever forgives the gunas of 1 year. How much Allah Pak wants to forgive a person? One excuse, one night of fever he had, 1 year of gunas being forgiven. And another hadith it comes, الْحُمَا شَهَادَةٌ. A person who dies due to fever, he's a shaheed. In other words, he has fever and he passes away. This person is a shaheed. So there's great reward for something like fever. So can you imagine Allah Pak's mercy, Allah Pak's kindness, how much he wants to give. So therefore, Muslim is one who doesn't complain. He's happy with the condition. Yes, when he has to see the doctor, he'll explain what his condition is. But generally, he doesn't complain that, oh Allah, whatever condition you have kept me, this condition is from you. I am happy with the condition that you have kept me. We'll do one last hadith. And Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may yuridillahu bi khayran yusib minhu, rawahu al-Bukhari. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Allah ta'ala desires good for a person, he afflicts him, who difficulties, with calamities, etc. Allah Pak afflicts him deliberately when he loves the person. Person can't understand. At the moment, we're only seeing half the picture. When you've got a beautiful painting and half is blocked off, you don't appreciate that beautiful painting because you only can see half the picture. Half the building you can see, half the scenery you can see. But when a person's eyes close, now that whole picture becomes clear. That so much I got for that difficulty, for that hardship. Allah Ta'ala really loved me by putting me through that difficulty. He's given me so much because now that whole picture becomes visible. At the moment we can't see the reward and we can't appreciate, we're only seeing half of it. So therefore when Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala loves somebody, He puts him through difficulties. A Muslim never gets depressed, he never gets upset. He's happy all the time because he knows that person that created him, that person that knows what is best for him, the person that loves him, that person is putting him through that difficulty and he must be great benefit in it. So he never ever becomes depressed. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal and bring, like how that hadith says, that person who inculcates and he makes an effort to bring sabr. Yusabbirhu Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him sabr. Sabr is something that doesn't just come like that, it doesn't just fall onto a person. A person has made an effort to inculcate that sabr in his life. Yusabbirhu Allah, then Allah ta'ala will give him that sabr. Inshallah, we'll continue with these lessons on Monday. I'll be leaving for Johannesburg today. So we'll continue with it inshallah on Monday. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.